what brings us all together is just simply our love of Christ. And we come from different walks and backgrounds and all over the United States just to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello and welcome to the Give, Send, Go Spotlight. My name is Heather Wilson, and today I am here with exciting guests. I can't wait to hear more about what Stephanie is raising money for. Stephanie, welcome to our Give, Send, Go Spotlight.
Thank you, Heather.
So you started a campaign or had a campaign started for you on Give, Send, Go. You want to tell us a little bit about what you're raising money for?
Sure, I'll love to, Heather. So my friend Vicky, she set this up for me. And what I'm doing is I'm raising funds for a short-term mission trip that's about a week long from March 15th to the 22nd. And I will be going to the Houston prisons to do a short-term mission trip. And this is actually with the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry Online. And I'm currently a second-year student. So we have a team about 35 to 40 students. And what makes this campaign really unique is there are students from Reading and there are students from online, and we're all coming together to meeting in Houston and serving there. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be ministering in the prisons. There's a lot of partner organizations already there. Some of the inmates are interested in learning more about God through some Bethel curriculum, but we also have the opportunity to have a worship and a preaching session to the entire prison to those who are interested. And we'll just be doing some ministry time to pray for them, to worship with them, and to just have the gospel preached. So that will be a main component inside. And then outside of the prisons, we'll also be meeting with inmates that have recently been released at the bus stop and giving them new bags and new shoes.
This is exciting. Have you ever done anything like this before? Any sort of prison ministry, or is this going to be your first time doing this?
Prison ministry, no. So this would be my first time in terms of that field. But 15 years ago, I did have the opportunity to serve on short-term missions in Mexico City and Guangxi, China. So I'm just really thrilled. I think, I'm currently in my 40s. So being a mom and having kids, things get busy, but I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to kind of go and serve, and then hoping to bring my family one day as well.
No, that's really exciting. I've never done any sort of prison ministry either. You know, I've had friends that do it, and even people on our staff are talking about, one of our operations manager had just mentioned that she was going to start volunteering with a local prison ministry near her. So I think what a great experience. I can't wait to hear how it goes for you. So will all these people, you'll be meeting them for the first time when you head down to Houston?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So the first time we've had some meetings online where majority of them are in Reading. And then there's about like maybe 10 of us that are online. So we've seen each other a little bit. But yes, I think that's also the blessing of what brings us all together is just simply our love of Christ. And we come from different walks and backgrounds and all over the United States just to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's what's so cool. You know, the Bible over and over again calls us a body. And so when we actually function as one, it's beautiful. It's what it's supposed to look like, where people come together all with, you know, their authentic real relationship, walk at all different places. And how exciting. I know God's going to do some amazing things through you. We're watching our country actually go through like pockets of revival, and you're just seeing these like worship times setting like all over the place. And it's exciting because I feel like God is, you know, he's always doing something, but it seems like it's a little more in the spotlight right now. And I want to make sure that everybody is, you know, that happens in a relationship with Jesus are looking for those opportunities that we don't miss out because of all the busyness. Like you said, we can get so busy in different seasons of life. And so this is so exciting that you're able to do this. So you needed to raise money to go to this mission trip. Anytime you travel and have to stay at a hotel or wherever you're staying and all the things that go on with taking, you know, whether it's international or just in your own community, there, it takes money to do missions a lot of times. So a campaign was started for you on Gifts and Go, and the link will be in the description of this video and also across the screen. And so if you want to visit the campaign, it is givesandgo.com and then a /. And so I'm talking with Stephanie Z right now. So it's SZ for Stephanie Z, SZ, and then MT, which I'm thinking missions trip. So SZ, MT, and then the number 2, Houston Prisons. And that will be again at the bottom of the screen. But I see that you had a campaign on Gifts and Go. Have you raised any money yet?
Yes, we've raised about 300 so far. And then we've also had some friends that weren't able to navigate the site as well. So they also just kind of blessed me directly. And I'm really thankful for my friend Vicky to set this up, because not only was she just trying to help me to raise the funds, but she designed this shirt with John 8:32, the truth will set you free, you know, and just that kind of symbolism, you know, as we're going to the prisons, even though physically, you know, the inmates are confined, you know, in a cell, but there's spiritual freedom if they accept, you know, Jesus Christ. And as opposed to maybe there are so many people that don't know God that are outside and we have physical freedom, but you're in a spiritual prison living for pleasure, power, you know, money, if you don't know this good news. So she was trying to help encourage donors by, you know, for every 25 that's given, you can either choose a shirt that the truth will set you free or like the tote bag, and helping me to spur this campaign. So we shared it on our social media, Facebook sites as well. And then also she introduced me to like Give, Send, Go. And I'm just like thrilled about this platform and just what it stands for. So thank you.
No, wow. We're so thankful you use Give, Send, Go. And there is a feature on there. So if people, we know that there are a lot of people who say, hey, I'm going to just write you a check or give you some cash, right? Like they might go to church with you or your family. Yeah. There's a feature on there that you can go in and you can add offline donations so that it still shows the total. So people can see that you're still, so if you ever want to do that, you don't have to, but it is an option. So people can say, oh, look, she is getting to her goal. And then, you know, it's not, it's money you've already gotten. It's not coming through the platform. So do you know why or how she heard about Gifts and Go? Had you heard of Gifts and Go before she started this campaign?
I haven't. So she, my friend in this season, she was a little bit tight on financial funds, but she really believed in this campaign and she really wanted to support. So she was just trying to find the best platform. And actually, when she was trying to post through Facebook, she saw that some of the partner organizations were trying to raise money for like the 7 more, where when prisoners are released, they get that iconic orange chain link bag. And we want to exchange that out and give them a new start, and also to raise money and giving them new shoes. She said that this nonprofit wasn't listed through Facebook, so they couldn't give directly. And then she was researching and she found this amazing site with Give, Send, Go. And that's how I got introduced to it. And yeah, we're so thankful. And then we know that it's recent, but it's been such a blessing. And I want to tell like other friends that are, you know, going on mission trips or.
Yeah, no, thank you. That is definitely how Gifts and Go. So we've been around, actually, my brother and I started Gifts and Go with another sister around 8 years ago. And we've just been kind of growing and growing and taking a step for that freedom. We believe in both the freedoms afforded to us in the United States are important, but we also believe even more important that there's a hope that's greater than even raising money. And so all over the campaign page, you probably see some things that are a little different than our competitors, you know, like a pray now button. And right before we started, you mentioned you got a call from our prayer partner. Did you actually answer or did it go to voicemail? How did that, what happened there?
Unfortunately, it went to voicemails. I was driving my daughter, you know, to school, but I was just really blessed, you know, in getting that prayer. And I think it was actually nice that it was on voicemail, because sometimes I think in a period of discouragement or I kind of have doubts, I can listen to that prayer again, And I was just like, wow, like the objective is, it's not just that financial, like you said, but also that spiritual lifting and having that spiritual cover. So I was extremely blessed. And she also let me know that I can email you guys, you know, if I need prayer as well. And it's not just kind of like a one-time thing, you know, maybe when on the mission field and something arises, you know, I was like, oh, that's so encouraging to know I have that resource and that spiritual covering and not just kind of like that one-time campaign financial support.
Yeah. You know, we as Christians know that money provides for those spiritual needs, but like I said before, if you ask anybody on our team what our mission statement is at Give Send Go, it's to share the hope of Jesus through crowdfunding. And it really is the passion behind what we do and why, you know, why we do what we do is to allow people, even that we disagree with, on our platform so we can share the hope of Jesus with them. But some of our favorite campaigns that come on are people that are raising funds for missions trips and to follow where God is, you know, the path God's putting in front of them.
Enjoy the fine things in life, but remember, expensive isn't always better, especially when fundraising for the causes you care about. Introducing Give Send Go, the cheapest crowdfunding platform on the market. With our 0% platform fee and cheaper processing rates than our competitors, you can do more with the money you raise. Start your campaign now at www.givesendgo.com, the cheaper way to make an impact.
What was your friend's name that started this campaign again? What was her name?
Her name is Vicky Zhu. Her Chinese name is Li Rong. Yeah.
Okay.
So
Vicky, we love that Vicky decided to start a campaign for you. This is part of, you know, what we want on Give Send Go is for Christians all over the world to see a need and say, I'm going to step in and help. And that Give Send Go is a tool that they can do it, you know, because that's really, we need to be keeping our eyes open. There are people hurting all around us that have tragedy and things. The Bible tells us that like in this world, we will have trouble, right? Yes. But take, mm-hmm. It doesn't end there, you know, take heart. God has overcome this world and all those tragedies. He offers peace and hope during those times. And so I love that you had a friend that said, hey, I want to step into this situation and help. And I feel like that should be the call of Christians everywhere. And it's exactly what you're doing as well. You're saying, hey, I'm going to step into this situation, go to this prison that's going to be probably a little uncomfortable and unknown. Mm-hmm. And yet you're going to be able to shine brightly. That's our tagline, to shine brightly in a place where you have that freedom that these people need. And so that's really, really exciting. So if anybody wants to be a part of, you know, we started out talking about different seasons in life and how we can be busy, you know, as moms and things like that. So not everybody can just pick up for a week and go down to Houston or go to Africa or wherever. But this is a way they can support you. They can go to your campaign, click on the link below, go to your campaign and be a part of what God's going to do through you by either financially giving, and it doesn't have to be a lot. That's the cool thing about crowdfunding. It's everybody giving just a little, right? Like everybody giving $10, you'll meet your goal.
Amen.
Yes. And then if they don't, let's say they are in a hard place right now and financially, because things are tough, groceries are expensive, you know, all the things going on in this world. We also have a Pray Now button. People can go on and they can click that Pray Now button and leave you a message of encouragement and prayer for you as you go on this journey. And that we hear is just as encouraging for people, even as the financial piece, is to know that there are people supporting you in prayer. And so if you are listening to this now, I encourage you to go to this campaign, click on the link below, and either give, share this campaign, or pray for this campaign, or all of the above. Because all of those are ways to support what God is going to do through Stephanie. And we can be a part of that. And that's exciting to me as well, that God uses us, like we said, as a body.
Amen. And then one of the things that I really just like about the Give Send Go, I feel like this is like the modern way to kind of raise funds, you know, for mission trips. Initially, I remember like 15 years ago, it's that kind of like paper newsletter that you gave to people. And at Bethel, they did encourage us, you know, to write something. But as we were hearing testimonies from those in our team, a lot of it came through like crowdfunding, you know, Facebook or posting. And I feel like, oh, this is such a great resource that people need to know in raising money for missions. And it's not just that kind of like mailing it out to those you don't know, but sowing into just God's kingdom work because you've seen a friend's post or heard from a podcast in that way. So thank you for paving and working out this avenue. You know, I was like, this is the modern way to go about in doing God's work.
Exactly. It's, you know, it used to be car washes and spaghetti dinners and newsletters, right? And now yes. It's, hey, we can reach so many more people by doing this online because we're already all there. We're all on the social media and things like that. And so this is the new way to do it. And we have a giver's army at GiveSendGo where we encourage people to sign up to give once a month for a year and they get invited mm-hmm. to our giver. So we have people that come on and say, you know what? I'm just going to every month give on GiveSendGo for a year so that I can sow generously because that's who God is. And so it's not just about the person going, it's about developing generosity in the givers as well, giving people a place that they know and trust that their money is actually going where it's supposed to go. We love what God is doing through GiveSendGo. It's been blowing our minds. But that's how God is, right? He blows our minds. We say yes, and he does exceedingly abundantly more than we could ever ask, think, or imagine. And so it's the cool thing about following Jesus. Any last words before we go? Anything else you want to say or any ways we can be praying for you or your family?
I'm just, really thankful for this platform that you guys have just really kind of partnered in kind of fulfilling the Great Commission. You know, as we are all called to do that. And I loved how you talked about that spirit of generosity and being able to kind of even, sow into anonymous individuals or ones you don't know. Mm-hmm. And I think also this experience has been really humbling for me as I've often been on the giver side and sometimes to receive. And I felt like, oh, I'm in my 40s, people be like, hey, it's not like a poor college student in that way. But I realize it's not about me. It's about, Jesus. And it's not just, having enough funds for me to go, but the more money I raise, I can give it to our partner organizations like Seven More or other individuals that are there long-term in partnering with these prison ministries. So that element of just kind of like dying to myself and that publicity for God's glory in God's kingdom. And prayers is one of our prayers that we want to bring the Asbury revival into the prisons. Awesome. You know, as we found out that the very first day we're going to get access to the entire prison versus just working with those that are following the Bethel curriculum. So we're so thrilled. And that's like the first day that's going to come about. And we just pray for like radical salvation and encounters, with God. And that's our hope, that as they will be spiritually free and eventually, physically free as well, all because of the glory of God and Jesus.
Absolutely. Well, we will definitely be praying for you, everybody who's listening. Please join us in praying over the next few weeks and months that what happens with these inmates are life-changing. And again, you can be a part of it. Just go to this campaign listed below and you will be able to sow into what is going to be taking place in the next few weeks. Well, I want to thank you, Stephanie, for joining me today on our podcast. We will be sending you the link and you can also share it. And what I'd love is for when, after this missions trip is done, that you come and you share with us what God has done. Shoot us an email letting us know what God has done through you on this trip. We can't wait to hear how God is using you. Thank you so much for being on the GiveSendGo Spotlight. And everybody who's listening, don't wait for someone else to shine brightly. It's your turn to shine brightly. Find that need, step into it, be God's hands and feet for the people around you. Shine brightly. Yo.